on here and what you see with your group?
Yeah, you know, so far we've been pretty pleased from where we're at. I mean, we played a really good West Virginia team, you know, a team that came out of a regional last year as a 2 seed and had 40 plus wins. And we really played 4 really good ball games against them. We ended up splitting. And then this weekend, we actually played two of the 3 games. We played pretty well. So I like what I'm seeing. You know, we're kind of more of a veteran club than we were last year. Last year, we started at times 6 freshmen. And so those guys are a little bit, you know, not just a year older, they're a year better right now. And then certainly, you know, we were able to kind of utilize this transfer portal a little bit and get some guys to transfer in that are have some kind of experience that helps out. So, I like our club offensively. Defensively, we've been making kind of some stupid errors recently, like things that you shouldn't be making that kind of like made us have a bad fielding percentage. But it's things that will work out, like drop fly ball because 2 guys are staring at each other, or a rundown, we kind of overthrow a guy. Things that you just work out in the early season. And then on our pitching side of things, we've been pitching pretty well. We haven't been striking out a lot of guys. We're kind of pounding the zone and trying to have that philosophy of putting it in play. You know, I'd like to see a little more strikeouts down as the season gets going here, but you know, there's your 45-second snapshot of what I saw from 7 games, I guess.
There you go. Tell us about Ty Van Dyke going tonight.
Yeah, really like Ty. He came in from Seminole Junior College, a local guy. Had a really good career in junior college, and he's been really one of our most steadiest arms in our preseason and in our fall. In fact, in our 1 fall game over at Florida, he actually went out there and threw 3 scoreless against those guys. That's not the reason why I'm starting him tonight. It's just he pitched pretty well against them, throws a lot of strikes. We had him as our closer for this first couple weeks. We were going to use him in the back end and then almost as like a swing or a spot starter on weekdays. So that's why when we didn't use him this weekend, because the games were kind of not in a close situation, we decided to run him out there and use him for 4 or 5 innings tonight.
When you see this Gator team, what do you see, Coach?
Well, they're the Gators. they're always really good. Obviously Sully does a great job and his staff, and they're very well coached and just uber athletic and a ton of experience on that roster. And, you know, the one thing that impressed me in my small, scope of them when we saw them this fall is I was really impressed with the arms that they ran at us in the early in the fall, where, you know, some of their younger freshmen were coming out with big time velos and pounding the zone. So, you know, I haven't really dove in too much to them besides our scouting reports that we got over these last 6 games. It's more that what I remember that I think they're going to be a very good pitching club as they get going in this year. And, it'll be a nice night. We got really good weather. I'm excited to have the Gator fans over here. It's the first time they're going to be able to see the new renovation of Melching Field, which came out awesome. We got, I think, just about a sellout right now tonight. So it should be a really good college baseball atmosphere for early in the season and certainly for late February.
I was going to ask you about some of those renovations. What were some of the things that were done to the place?
Yeah, so we ended up partnering with the city. We're with the city of the land on everything here, and we were able to engage in an $8.3 million renovation of Melching. So new surface, obviously you'll see that it plays like a major league field. We put a new padded wall. We actually moved home plate closer to the fence by about 10 feet to make it a little bit more hitter friendly. And then we got some really nice new seating everywhere. Everything's chair back now. We got really nice VIP seating. Hopefully the lights go off tonight. That means we're hitting some home runs. So we got a little light show. So, you know, sorry Gator fans, but I'm going to try to have that thing go off a bunch of times. And then probably the biggest thing is the video board. It was nice. Our athletic director, Jeff Altier, kind of like gave me this project and was like, hey, I know you're coaching, but you can kind of oversee it. So I feel like I was a project manager last year, and when we drew this video board up, I'm like, make it a little bit bigger. You know, typical coach, 6 more feet. And then when they started putting steel in, I'm like, oh, my God, this thing's huge. So it's a really nice video board that does a lot of interaction with the fans. So we're excited to show it off to the Gator fans. Obviously, they have a beautiful ballpark, too, and we wanted to make sure that we bring these guys over here. They're playing in a nice ballpark.
Steve, last question for you. You mentioned, the portal, and everybody's got to go through that. How much has that changed things for you and the program, if any?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take my 30,000-foot view, I hate it. I think it's dumb. I my whole thing, I've been coaching 30 years, and you love developing relationships. I think it's kind of you know, changed how you got to do that, you know, with your student athletes. But in the same sense, you know, we really haven't, you know, knock on wood, you know, a lot of guys like their time here and they like their experience, and we try to give them a great experience. I mean, winning is awesome, but I want these guys to have experience of a lifetime. And we were able to get 7 kids to transfer in this year from the portal. So I'll tell you this, this is how crazy it is, man. I when I was at Maine and I was at Manhattan, you know, you did it all. You know, you raked the field, you recruited, you had like 2 part-time assistants. Hey, yep. The way you came up. And, you know, I used to work pretty hard, I thought. This summer, I've never watched this much baseball recruiting-wise, and I didn't see one high school game.
Wow.
I was in Cape Cod, the NECBL, the West Coast League, Coastal Plains League. So for us at Stetson, we're going to probably go out and see who's in the portal and see who we might be able to add here. As someone that's got some experience, you know, we're really excited about Isaiah Barquette. He transferred in from you know, NC State, you know, part-time player there, didn't get a lot of playing time, and now he's really taking on a good role. Or, you know, Gio Cueto, our catcher, you know, he had 25 starts or so at Wake Forest last year and just wanted to be a full-time guy. And so those are the kind of guys I think that we're going to be able to get at Stetson that, you know, some of the rosters are pretty loaded, and understandably, you need a lot of backups. But I think for us, we're going to probably find a niche where we'll get guys that, you know, want to come in and play a little bit more, or just, you know, not that they had a bad experience where they were, just that maybe there's just a little bit too much roster movement going on.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to play. That hasn't changed. So, yeah. Steve, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for talking to us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
See you guys.
Yep, one of the nicest guys in this business. He really is. Steve Trimper, coach at Stetson. And, of course, we'll be going down there. Just a quick program note, just till 1 o'clock today because we hit the bus to go to DeLand. Tomorrow, 11 to 12 o'clock, Thursday, regular show. No show Friday. We go to Miami for 3 there. For the remainder of the time, we're here from the SEC Network. My bud Mike Morgan's in the house. Call him up. Ask him stuff. He'll be willing to answer it for you. 1226.